In Florida, Alabama, and Delaware, juries can recommend the death penalty if more than half the jurors agree. In other states, it has to be unanimous or they don't use a jury at all in sentencing. The Sunshine State, though, is unique in that jurors do not have to agree on the reason why they're recommending the death penalty. The Supreme Court case revolves around a Florida man named Timothy Lee Hurst. He was convicted of the 1998 murder of a coworker and was sentenced to death in 2000 after a jury recommended the death penalty in a 7-5 vote. His lawyers argue the way the death penalty is handed down in Florida violates the Sixth Amendment, which governs trials in the U.S. Scott Sunby teaches at the University of Miami School of Law. He says unanimity is a pillar of the American trial system.
If you've seen movies like 12 Angry Men, there's this notion that if we require all 12 to agree, that all doubts about the defendant's guilt or his culpability will be aired and discussed fully, and that it's such a serious proposition to take someone's life in the name of the state that we would only want to do so if we were absolutely confident.
The Supreme Court is expected to issue its decision in the spring. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.